From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. There were many serious agricultural matters on the table during the last legislative session, but not much progress was made, good or bad. John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says in one matter, ag is supposed to be exempt from the new Climate Commitment Act tax, but nothing happened to make that a reality.
But there was a lot of circular finger pointing around how exactly that should work. And as a result, a lot of agricultural producers were seeing fuel invoices with the carbon surcharges to fund those auctions added on, and no mechanism for either being exempted or getting reimbursed for those costs.
So what now?
So now we're pivoting to having conversations with ecology at a fairly high level on how they can get some clarity to those fuel suppliers so that agricultural producers can be exempt as the law currently tells them they should be.
Devaney says they need to get that sorted out pretty quickly. But on the other hand, he says the buffer bill did have some movement.
There was a lot of discussion around how mandatory, riparian buffer conservation measures should be. And our point, and the ag community in general's point, was that there are producers who are interested in doing additional conservation measures, in some cases on a voluntary basis.
Devaney says the legislature did not reach any kind of agreement on a permanent program, though some conservation funds were added to the budget, which is significant.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.